Thank you. I did my best.
Your best is always good enough for me, sweetheart. Speaking of, welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
Jeff.
Val.
How are you guys doing?
I am actually still hungover from yesterday.
And I'm still battling the flu a little bit. But that Tamiflu is doing work.
It's good that you got the flu right at the tail end of the flu season, too. It's like, you got in right at the end of the Black Friday sale. It's the Black Plague Friday sale, really.
So, my older daughter wasn't feeling well, and on Friday. So my wife took her to the doctor, and she was complaining of a sore throat, and she had a fever. So the first thing we think is strep throat. And not that you ever hope that your kid is sick, but we were like, you know what? Strep throat, antibiotics, it's gone in like 2 days. Nice and easy if it's going to be something. I'd rather that than a cold or the flu that lasts forever. Mm. We never expected her to have the flu. I'm like, oh, shit. So she's got the flu. So she gets Tamiflu. We're like, should we get it for my son as like a preventative? And they were like, no, we don't give it unless they start the symptoms. Well, sure enough, like 4 hours later, he had 102 fever. So I called them. And they were like, yeah, just give her some of hers. We'll call a prescription in tomorrow. So the flu spread to both of them. So I, of course, am staying with them so that my wife can stay with the baby because the baby can't get the flu. That's not
good. Yeah, that'd be a problem.
Not good for baby.
That's your lesson in adulting for this week, Val.
Babies can't get the flu. For baby.
The flu, not baby approved. I was hoping. If you didn't make that joke, I was going to end this podcast forever. I just wanted to let you know that.
You knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. So
I felt it in my soul.
So, of course, I get it, which leads to coughing and freezing and sweating at the same time, which is always disgusting.
Yeah.
And I've had just like a neck and headache for 3 days.
Nice.
Backache, it's pretty good.
That's a good time. Are you almost shitting your pants?
No.
Alright. I thought like, you know, maybe we had something in common, but I guess not. I mean, like, I'm not almost shitting my pants now. Just so we're clear.
Okay.
I mean, not involuntarily. If I decide to do it, it's because I'm doing it on my own terms. What's important.
There's been times where I have almost shit my pants.
I like to call those the photo finish, where you just hit the bowl right as things are getting going. Yes. Did you see her face?
What?
Just the rolling eyes, like, oh god! Remember, you're moving in with somebody who's like us. Good luck.
What do you mean, like you? Because he's a guy.
Yeah, that's. I don't know if you know this about me. I am a dude. Surprise! Yeah, I know.
Most guys are alike to a certain extent, and that bathroom habits, I think, is one of them.
Well, he has a really fast metabolism, and like every time that he's at my house, he has to basically go every night. So my mom is like, Evan, open the window. You never open the window. You just spray the stuff.
That's a problem. That's gonna be a dicey situation like the first 2 weeks. I'm telling you right now.
It's not like a very big apartment, so I'm like, I gotta get my Nutri-Air ready.
Better get.
Does the bathroom in the apartment have a window?
Yes.
All right, that's good. Just leave it open all the time.
And like, he eats really healthy stuff, so it's like, it's just.
Ooh. The broccoli turds are the worst.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all right. that's
so excited to move out.
You know, a few hours ago, I was wondering. I was like, you know, I was I'm wondering if we're going to talk about Val's boyfriend, Val movements tonight. And sure enough, here we are.
Look at that.
You know what was fun about being sick, though? I did have one enjoyable thing. So, as you know, I can't eat spicy food in general. It will kill me. And I finally, after last week, I saw what, like, the darkest timeline would be like, where a saltine is too spicy for me, because it had the same effect. It was fun. It was fun to, it was like, oh, life is better here, where I can have saltines, usually, and not die.
I could eat saltines all the time.
You ever have them with cream cheese?
No.
Oh my god, it's gonna change your life.
I'm not a cream cheese fan.
Literally cream and cheese.
Yeah, I know.
That's true. Those are the two components.
Those are the greatest.
It's, you know what? It's not that. It's right. I don't like regular cream cheese, like on a bagel or anything like that. I like chocolate chip cream cheese, though.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's good. I like
it. If you're going to figure out a way to make cream cheese a little less healthy, I feel like chocolate chips is the way to go.
Chocolate is not super unhealthy.
And it is for some of us.
Pretty good for you.
Well, yeah.
No. Would, no.
Yeah, but listen to me. Chocolate being unhealthy for you is not the amount of carbs. It's the unable to breathe and die.
I mean, like, yeah, but I'm thinking about me and not you, so.
I hear you.
Well, that's with me and egg.
What'd you say?
I can't eat eggs. I'm allergic to eggs.
You know, you might be able to eat these duck eggs.
My cousin's girlfriend, they have, like, a farm up in Connecticut. She actually gave me, like, as, like, a little Christmas thing, like, duck eggs. She's like, try it. And I'm like, I'm afraid. What if I open the egg and it goes quack?
What did you do with the eggs?
Oh, they went bad. Like, we left them in the refrigerator. All
right, I want you to look directly at the camera right now. And I want you to see my face. And I want you to know that if you ever get duck eggs again and you don't just hand them to me, I'm going to do this. Ready? Ready? Is that what you want? Do you want to see this?
I've never discussed love of duck eggs. I've never discussed duck eggs with anyone. So how would I know?
Because you know that it would probably go well with bacon. And if something's going to go well with bacon, it's going to go in this gaping maw.
Hey, I hear that duck eggs have a higher fat content than chicken eggs. So they have a little bit richer of a taste. They may go very well with bacon.
Mm.
And they're similar. They're about like the same size and everything. Also, an ostrich egg is equivalent to 25 chicken eggs.
It is huge. It's like my head.
2,000 calories in one ostrich egg.
Oh my god.
Yeah, if you want to go big.
Yeah.
That's how to do it.
I will definitely not go home. I'll go to the hospital.
Yeah.
No, but that's the thing. You're allergic to chicken eggs. I think it's like a pretty high percentage of folks allergic to chicken eggs and not allergic to duck eggs.
Ooh, I'll check that out. You know what's the funny part is? My whole life, like when I would tell people that I'm allergic to eggs, they'd be like, so like, are you allergic to chicken? And like, I never put two and two together. I was like, why do you keep asking me this? And that's like, well, some mothers put like the egg batter or whatever on the chicken to like make the seasoning stick. I was like,
can anybody hear her?
Yeah, she broke up a little
bit. Oh, I can't hear anybody. There we go.
So, what kind of egg allergy are we talking? Are we talking about itchy or are we talking about dead?
It's mostly like my eyes become really puffy. My lips get really itchy. The only time that my throat has actually like threatened or like I felt like it was closing was when I ate mayonnaise. So I'm like really allergic to the white of the egg.
Okay.
I liked my bologna and mayonnaise sandwiches when I was little, and I kept eating it. I kept having to go to the hospital.
Wow,
that's dedication to bologna.
I love bologna.
We You might have to have a conversation with your parents. We eat that death sandwich.
But it's delicious.
Now, do you still eat bologna?
I love that. I actually found that ranch dressing with bologna is out of this world.
That's the whitest thing I've ever heard in my life. That is some real white nonsense. How am I going to keep my pasty sheen? Let's have ranch dressing and bologna.
It's actually really good with turkey, too.
Yeah, but it's ranch dressing. I mean, it's good with a lot of stuff. You know what it's not good with? Buffalo wings.
I can't have cheese.
You can't have what?
I can't, like, Ed, I can't eat spicy or, like, hot food. Like, buffalo wings. I'm a honey barbecue person.
Wow.
With my
honey barbecue is my second favorite wing.
What's your favorite?
Teriyaki.
So much. My favorite is buffalo.
Well, that's because you're a grown man who can handle that sort of thing, whereas I'm a child.
And I'm a little girl.
Who will immediately just shit his pants, like 3 seconds later. Like, it'll just be like, my face will turn red, and I'll just turn into an active volcano down below.
Hey, can we add Dave's heavy breathing sound? I'm a little girl.
Really, yeah, hang on. Val, say that again.
There you go.
I got you.
Does it naturally, though.
Yeah, I have to plan out when I sound like a creepy stalker. Dave just does it naturally. It's a gift.
Hey, what's your favorite bagel? I don't know why I want to know this, but I do.
Everything bagel.
My favorite?
Yeah. Ed, what's yours?
French toast.
Ooh, that's a bold choice. That is not readily available.
I know.
All right. Out of the basic, let's go to the basic family of bagels. One that you could go into any bagel store and get.
I'm going to let you take a wild guess at what my favorite bagel is, based on everything you know about me.
It's plain.
You're damn right.
Oh, man.
How did with I butter know? Or cream cheese?
Cream cheese. Like a... To me, a bagel is useless without cream cheese. You might as well just have air.
I was a butter fan for a little while.
Butter. I'm a butter fan on bagels, except for cinnamon raisin.
Cinnamon raisin's good, too.
I love cinnamon raisin bagels, just not with the raisin. So, like, hold the raisin, please.
Cinnamon raisin bagel I can't do cream cheese on, though. That is the one bagel where butter is accessible, as far as I'm concerned. And French. Actually, no, French toast, too. I don't really do cream cheese on French toast.
I bet you French toast with cream cheese would be real good. My wife makes this like French toast casserole thing, and it's obviously got French toast in it. It's in the name. Mm-hmm. And it's cream cheese and stuff, and she puts fruit in it or on it after it's cooked. Man, it is dynamite.
You get that fruit out of there, and then I'm coming over.
The fruit's optional. Add the fruit, like berries, you can add them after if you want. If not, you can just put whipped cream and syrup.
That's will you be offended if I bring my own syrup?
No, of course. Right. Why would I be offended?
What is the syrup?
I get like the organic stuff from Vermont. I have it sent in. Yeah, I have a subscription on Amazon.
No big deal.
Yeah. Guys, I don't want to say that time that I won a game show changed me, but organic maple syrup, it's worth the extra expense.
I have, weren't you telling me you used to go to Vermont, didn't you?
Yeah.
Do you still, you don't still go, right? Isn't that where the whole Vermont syrup started?
Yeah.
You used to get it like every year when you'd go to Vermont?
Yep. Yes,
Jeff, is there a way you can get a little louder?
Sure.
You're very low.
Is that better?
That is sexy.
That should be better.
Ed, are you hearing everything fine?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right. I'm blind.
Deaf? That affects your hearing when you're blind. Yeah.
Oh man.
Hearing is believing.
It's
I'm having trouble hearing things. I must be blind. So my job has an office up in Canada, and the guy...
Where in Canada?
I don't have a clue. Somewhere in Ontario. I think near okay. Toronto.
Okay.
So the guy that works up there sent down like a care package with all different Canadian maple syrups. And the one that I got is outstanding.
Lay it on me.
The one that, I don't even know the name of it. It's some French name or some shit, but it's in a glass bottle and it's got like that fancy it's got that fancy like metal corking device.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put the cork in, you clamp down the metal to keep it sealed up and closed. But you know what's funny is it's thinner than say like an Aunt Jemima. It's a thinner mm-hmm. syrup than that. Like it pours a lot easier, but man, it's good.
That sounds delicious. Did you know that there's a government cartel in Canada that handles maple syrup?
Yes.
It's the coolest. I like wish I lived in Canada. That would be my job.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being the El Chapo of maple syrup?
Yes, I can every night as I dream.
That is a pretty sweet job.
Literally.
I saw what you did there and I appreciated it.
Hey, I wanted to, before I forget, I wanted to compliment you on the description of last week's episode.
Thank you.
Those first three lines were the absolute laziest thing I've ever seen anybody commit to the internet, and it was glorious.
Listen, I do what I can. And sometimes what I can is not anything at all.
Hey, I hear you. I hear you. Also, in another bit of podcast news, do we officially have visible reviews now?
We do.
We've hit it. We've gotten there.
We've become big. We've got carry the one six reviews.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah. Five star reviews, 1-4.
Really?
And I want you to know, whoever you are, the 4-star review, I like your trolling style. Good work. I'm proud of you.
I want to know, what do we need to do? What do we need to do to get you on our bandwagon with 5 stars, Mr. 4-star review, or Mrs. 4-star review?
It was probably Val. I got to be honest with you. It was definitely Val.
Who wrote it?
Yeah.
Did you read the 4-star review?
No.
Yeah, she went in there just like, I'm gonna show you people for mocking me all these times. Meh. Yeah.
They are too mean to the intern.
But she's not mean enough to give us a 1-star review. She's like, I like them enough to be 4 stars, not 5.
How'd you know my whole evil plan?
I know you're an evil mastermind, what with your being able to hear better with glasses and all that, but like, you know. Sometimes I pick up on things.
Also, you're not a you're not an intern anymore.
No, you're not. You're even listed in the description now.
What?
You've made the big time.
Huh.
You're after Dave.
Oh my god.
Who's after Jeff?
Who's
of course after me because I'm the one that set it up and I'm a narcissist.
We going, no, there's no sort of order that I can say. It is. He's a narcissist. That's it. I'm looking at it. I was looking at it right now just to see if I could discern any way to justify that.
It was going by Twitter followers, then position level-wise. So I have more Twitter followers than it's you because you're higher than Dave.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, because it's certainly not by amount of work done for this, because I almost feel like Dave would definitely be higher than me.
Dave would probably be the number one. It would be the Nearly Career Podcast featuring Dave with a whole bunch of other assholes. Yeah.
If we went by work done for this, it would be called Dave's Podcast. It would be called Heavy Breathing with Dave.
We should do that. We should just have an episode where it's just Dave breathing heavily for 30 minutes.
That might not go over well with
people. Whatever. We've got our reviews. We're fine.
We've arrived.
Yeah, we've made it. We've made it big time. I cannot read our reviews, though.
There are no actual text reviews. It's just stars.
Oh, I thought that. Okay.
Oh, no. If there were actual text reviews, I'd be reading them right now as a dramatic monologue.
And it doesn't even give us the names of people, huh?
No. No, but know that whoever you are, I love you. In a completely non-creepy way. As opposed to Jeff. He loves you in the Dave heavy breathing way.
Yeah, I'm breathing heavy just thinking about it. So what else is happening? What's going on in the world? I've been locked up for the past 4 or 5 days.
Well, if you need a recap of the world, everything's shit. But here's some good personal news. So you remember how you and I used to record this podcast in my car?
Yeah.
And it would get real steamy and real weird, like just not like steamy the way that we usually have it be steamy, which is us making out.
The type of steamy, the boring, uncomfortable type of steamy.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So it turns out that when my car was made, somebody didn't put a stopper in right somewhere in the bottom.
Stopper,
so
hey.
And for the past year, my car has been taking on water. So the other day I'm like, I hear things sloshing around, and I go and just like put my hand down on the mat beneath me. The entire driver's side of my car was completely drenched. Really? It was, I had like a couple of gallons of water just hanging out in my car.
So what happens from there? Did you take it back to the...
Yeah. Back, really? Oh, well, I mean, like, I could have... I did the... When I heard it sloshing around, I was driving my dog to the pet store. And I did the manly thing. I opened up the hood. I said, yep, there's an engine. And then I closed it right back up again, because that's all I got. I can identify an engine and the battery. Everything else in there is just like, ooh, Transformers. Wee. So yeah, I brought it back to the dealership and I was like, so there's something going squishy squoosh over here. Shrug. Could you make it work now, please? And they had my car for a week, drying it out and draining it.
Maybe it's from that description that you gave. They were like, oh, this guy let us down on some sort of wild goose chase. I don't know how to recreate that sound.
Squishy squoosh.
Listen, that was a really good description of the sound. Squiggity scroosh. That's pretty much spot on.
I hope that you were the first person to find this and it causes a recall, and that's how they describe the problem.
I'd be 2 for 2 on car recalls then. That would be fun.
You don't go and buy cars that Ed owns. He does not choose wisely.
No, I chose wisely this time.
Oh, which one is this?
This is the Impreza.
The Impreza is the smaller, right? The Legacy is similar car but bigger.
Yeah, it's slightly longer. It's compensating. Right. Dave has the Legacy, so yes. That should tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, yes, it does. And if it doesn't, we'll tell you everything you need to know. Dave has a super cleaner, so he has
muy pequeño.
Yeah.
Oh, the baby.
Don't bring up the fact that I drive a pickup truck.
Yeah. Your dick went to Comic-Con, and the only thing it could cosplay as was Ant-Man in the Microverse. So
that's fucked up.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest with you. I thought of that as I was walking home the other day. I was like, oh, I can't wait to use that joke. So I was really excited.
When we're talking about Dave and you use that on that's fucking betrayal.
Remember earlier when you were saying something that I said, do you really want to play this game? That was my revenge. Yes, it was.
I thought that was in the pregame before we started talking.
The pregame.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, this could get ugly. Let's go back to making fun of Dave.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? I have a question.
Yeah.
Is it bad form if I write a review about my own podcast?
Yeah, but I'll allow it.
Okay. Just checking. I didn't know. All right, I'm gonna have to pen one when we're done recording. I'm gonna make it clear that it's me writing it also.
You should make it very clear.
I love this podcast. It happens to be because I am on it, but I love it nonetheless.
Speaking of Dave, I actually have you know how he has a day, it's usually like a day thing. Today is National Napping Day. So
yes.
It is. It's actually International Napping Day. I found that one out. Yeah.
The world.
The whole world just doing napping. A snooze.
I took a nap today.
Me too.
Oh, so did I. I slept in my car like a homeless person.
There you go. You got a little car, don't you? What kind of car do you have?
I have a Volkswagen Tiguan. It's an SUV.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
What,
I used to have a Beetle.
Oh, you did? Okay. I was going to say, I thought you had like a real tiny car.
It was so tiny that my dad couldn't even fit in it.
The Ford Fiesta. That was the car that she had before that.
The Beetle's not. The Beetle is not much bigger than the Ford Fiesta.
No.
No.
You know what's the worst car? The Honda Fit. It looks like a suppository.
I don't even.
So every time it goes into a tunnel, I'm just like, ha 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 ha, butts.
I guess you're a little constipated there, tunnel. That's here comes the Honda Fits.
Ed. I'm sorry?
That's quite the reaction. You laugh and then say butts.
It's kind of my thing.
So, you excited about being able to see Infinity War a week early?
I am. I am very excited about that. It's going to be a good... It's going to be a solid 2 months, because I'm seeing, like, Weird Al a month before that, so it's like a nice... It's going to be a nice little thing.
A little jump. You're seeing Weird Al next week, right?
Yeah.
Next Saturday?
Thursday.
Oh, why did I think it was on the 17th?
No, it's not next week. It's the week after. Yeah, it's not the 17th. The 17th is St. Patrick's Day and your birthday.
Yes. No, I know. I thought.
In case if you didn't remember.
I did remember, and I thought that Weird Al was playing somewhere on my birthday, but I am wrong.
He might be playing in Huntington that day.
Oh, okay.
I'm seeing him at the Apollo.
Wow. Yeah,
which, that's going to be an adventure for you.
That's going to be... I love the Apollo. The Apollo's great.
Have you been to the Apollo before?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never gotten to see a show there.
It's a nice, nice spot. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Apollo.
I know. I'm aware. I'm the one that walked in. I've been inside. You're just...
Did you perform at a deaf comedy jam at the Apollo?
Yes. I came in third. What?
Don't they, like, in the show, wouldn't they bring out, like, a hook and, like, try to get you off the stage?
Really? Yeah. You think I'd be hooked off the stage?
I was really hoping...
You think I couldn't figure out...
Comment, Val. I was really hoping that he heard your comment. That he'd get hooked right away.
Love like, you.
Yeah.
She basically said you'd get out on the stage, be like, hey, everybody, I'm Ed, and fucking hook, you'd be gone. That's what she just said.
You're so funny. I wouldn't hook you, but they might.
First of all, that was the most insincere sounding thing I've ever heard. Yeah. You're so funny. Like, what are you, every girl that I've ever talked to? What is going on here?
She even did it in a fake voice.
Yeah, she did.
She didn't want it. She didn't want that to sound genuine at all.
No, she wanted me to know that she just has nothing but disdain for me. It's fine.
Oh, and by the way, the compliment was, you're so funny, I wouldn't hook you, but Vic would.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, big talk from somebody who couldn't hear me coming without her glasses on, so whatever, it's fine.
Oh, yeah. We'll bring that back again.
Yes, I will. Goddamn right, well, I will.
So, here, I'm going to start off with a question. If you were a serial killer or a spree killer, they're different, apparently, what would be, like, your song to be like, I just killed someone again, and I love it? Like, what would be your song, you think?
It's Raining Men.
Toto, Africa.
Nice.
Why, do you think you would kill men, Ed?
No, I just find it a nice change of pace.
I gotta tell you, Ed's answer to that actually scared me a little bit. That's like a, that is a very peculiar choice.
Well, if you're sitting there stabbing somebody and they're bleeding out all over the place, it's literally raining, like, mankind. So, you know.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. What about yours, Val?
You know, I thought long and hard about it. That's what she said. I think it would have to be REO Speedwagon. Like that, I can't take this feeling anymore.
I can't fight this feeling anymore.
Yep.
I've forgotten what I started fighting for. Yeah.
I love that song.
That's a good song. Well, that's actually on my playlist of goofy ballads for the next time Jeff's in my car and we're going anywhere.
That's fun.
That playlist is Kiss from a Rose 35 times and then that REO Speedwagon song.
More or less. And there's some Adele in there too for you. I got you.
Yeah. There you go. Why do you pick that?
What, the wagon?
Yeah, why do you pick the wagon?
Because, you know, can't fight the feeling anymore.
You've forgotten what you stopped killing for?
Yeah. And then, once you hear it, it's a really, like, fun song and, like, a really passionate song. But it's like, oh, Valerie killed someone else again.
Yeah, that's why I picked Toto Africa, because if I ever feel a little bit bad about having just murdered somebody, just pick me right back up. I was thinking either that, Living on a Prayer, or Sweet Caroline. Any one of those songs that, you know, bring every drunk asshole in the bar together to sing the four lines that they know. Something like that. Really kind of helped me get my spirit back after killing somebody. That's where I'm going. All right, so I have to ask, because I'm hoping that this ties to the news, because that was a great question.
The next thing's going to be like, did you know it's snowing? This is going to be it.
Well, no, it's raining right now. So we're going over to England for this story. Everyone has really bad teeth, but they have really sexy accents. So it's kind of a interesting place. Anywho.
I second that. I love British accents.
I work with a guy who's British accent. I can't be around him very long. He's like the perfect person. Like, I can't. Anywho, her name is Joanne Dennehy. She murdered men for fun.
Funsy. Who doesn't?
And after her third kill, she called up her best friend, and she sang, "Oops, I did it again." I forgot the words, but so that's her murder song. So that's fun.
A terrible murder song.
That is a great murder song. That's the best murder song. Now I've got "Oops, I Did It Again" stuck in my head, and that's not cool.
I'm dying right now. It's all I can hear. It's all I can hear is "Oops, I Did It Again."
I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Oh, baby, baby, whoops, I stabbed you in the balls. But
so are you recording this through Zoom, or are you recording this through another?
I am recording it through Audio Hijack. Because Zoom would be weird.
Oh, man, this woman is not good looking.
Ooh, no.
Oh, I love her tongue ring.
She's from Britain? Are you sure? Did she originally come from, like, the set of Deliverance? My God.
How do we find that out? Did the friend, like, confess? Did the friend, like, snitch?
Well, I mean, she probably has bitches. She's definitely a snitch. So I go on that Today I Learned thing on Reddit a lot. And I saw that and I was just like, this is amazing. Because, I mean, it has two of my favorite things. Like, Britney Spears and murder. Like, that's... What? And Britain? How much better can you get?
Hold on one second. Did you just say that murder... one of your favorite things?
No, I just
I'm glad somebody else picked up on that, and I'm also glad we're no longer recording this in the same room.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you mask my IP address so that
I know where you live, Ritter.
Did you say murder, right?
Yeah.
Well, I like true crime and like, you know, serial killers. Uh-huh. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what she's saying now. After you called her out on it.
Yeah.
Well,
she likes true crime. She doesn't like murder.
She likes to commit true crimes is what she likes to do.
I like to commit false crimes, thank you.
Oh, by the way, very, very astute observation that she looks like a juggalette.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the tongue ring and like the that one picture with the knife. Like,
yeah, that knife looks like she's using it in a magic show at the Dark Carnival, definitely.
And it also helps that out of 6 pictures of her, 3 of them have her showing off her tongue ring. So that's really where you're like, ooh, classy.
Yeah.
Where is her jail cell? I'm going to send her some letters.
Yeah.
But she said to the police that she was just having fun. Like, all right.
Oh, well, who among us hasn't been bored enough to just be on a killing spree?
And what were they like? Oh, yeah, okay. No problem. Oh, fun? Oh, well, why didn't you tell us that from the beginning?
You're free to go.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was just fun. Have a good day.
How many people did she kill?
Looks like 7. But it, like a spree killer, like they do it like in 1 week.
Yeah. And then like never do it again.
Yeah. But you see how beautiful her boyfriend is? His name is Gary Stretch.
Yeah, he's 7'3".
What?
Whoa! He's a 7'3" tall potato is what he is. My goodness. He looks like a baked potato. That's horrifying.
Now I know why she dated him.
Weirder and weirder as you go. Although, I don't know if our listeners want to listen to us read news article together.
I think they do. wow. That, I mean, like, this guy literally looks like if you took just like a hock of ham and gave it ears.
He's 7'3". That's gigantic.
That is.
And his name is Gary Stretch. Is that his birth name? They make that shit up.
Either he made that up, or that's why he was okay killing people. He's just like, well, after all the shit I went through.
I mean, I blame the parents. You gotta see that your kid's gonna be tall. Why name him Stretch?
Well, I bet his parents are both like 4'8".
Yeah, and it is their last name. Can't really help that. It's not like if your last name is Peterson and your parents name you Peter.
Yeah.
Where it's like that's just lazy, folks. Come on.
Also Gary.
That is just lazy.
Yeah, just try a little bit. You don't have to go crazy. You don't have to be like Apple or North. But like, you know.
How about John? How about his name is Peterson. How about anything but Peter?
Throw Kyle in there. Why not? It's fine.
And literally any name besides Peter. It's just fine.
Why not Peter?
Because the last name is Peterson.
Oh, sorry. I was reading the article. Peter like, Peterson.
That'd be like if Ed's first name was Tom.
Ugh. No.
I mean, it is. How ridiculous would that be?
It would be hard. I'd have changed my name by now. Yeah. If that was the case.
Yeah. I actually went to high school with Chris Christopoulos. And he was like the third in his family. So I thought that was hilarious.
That's
now here's the thing though. I can kinda get legacy names. Yeah. But that's still 3 generations of people not going, this is a bad idea, which makes it funnier to me. Instead of like the one offshoot was like, Pete Peterson. Bang.
Is that the Americanized version of his real first name?
Oh, I have no idea.
So that's because with the last name, I'm assuming he's Greek. So he may very well have a Greek first name, and it might not be Chris. So I'll give him a pass on
that. Oh, like how Gus is like a Constantine.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna give him a pass on that myself.
Now, why wouldn't anybody just want to be called Constantine? That's a pretty dope name.
Yeah, I like that name too, by the way.
Like, I wouldn't want to walk around and be like, hi, I'm Gus. Or I could be like, hello, I'm Constantine, man of mystery. I'll be over there smoking clove cigarettes and drinking imported beer.
And cognac.
Yeah. While I'm wearing my felt trench coat in the middle of August.
That guy sounds awesome. I want to hang out with him.
I know. Let's meet that guy.
I know, right?
That guy sounds better than Pete Peterson.
The potato that was helping the murderer sounds better than Pete Peterson. I got to be honest with you.
Gary, right, Gary Stretch, the potato man.
Well, speaking of potatoes, St. Patrick's Day this weekend.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
Probably going to be hungover again.
That's cool. I'm working the entire weekend, so that's fine.
Are you really?
Yeah. I chose that. I don't like going out on amateur weekends.
That is tough. Yeah, but couldn't you not work and not go out?
Yeah, but then I have to choose another weekend to work. So I might as well kill two birds, one stone.
Okay.
I have a family thing, because I'm like, now we're older and we actually can hang out together, so I'm hanging out with my parents.
Oh, that's gonna go one direction or the other and nowhere in between, so I look forward to hearing about that next week.
This past weekend, we actually did a double date with my parents, and we saw Death Wish, which was fucking awesome.
Was it really?
I thought it was amazing.
Because it doesn't look good from the... like from the trailers that I saw, but I love Bruce Willis, so I'd be.
That's funny because I feel the opposite way. I'm not a huge Willis fan.
Really?
No. So, but I loved him in this movie. It was great.
Do you remember? Well, Val, you definitely wouldn't remember, but Ed, that show, because you remember the show Moonlighting?
Yeah.
That show had to be off the air before she was even born, right?
Oh yeah. Like definitely was, right? A decade, I think.
That's why I was assuming that you couldn't remember, but Bruce Willis was on it. Yeah. That show had one of my favorite theme songs. Look it up if you get
it's
a
good.
Chance.
I do remember it.
With Bruce Willis.
That's not the theme song. Not even close.
Tonight. This has been like an episode of Glee.
Except there's better character development, and we're not going to end awkwardly.
I'm not going to get arrested or kill myself.
Let's not count our chickens before they're hatched. that's kind of our thing, okay?
Right. But we do it intentionally. They just whiffed it. That was their problem.
My wife's been watching that on Netflix. And so one of the lead characters, the girl with the brown hair.
Rachel?
I have no idea. No, the actress's name is...
Lea Michele?
Yeah, Lea Michele.
That's Rachel. Okay. I watched Glee for like 5 of the 7 years it was on, so I got this pretty well down.
But she's like a real bitch in real life from like every account I've ever heard. Where does she get off? She sucks.
she has an amazing voice, sir.
Yeah, but she's like... she's stupid looking, and she's a terrible actress.
How can you say she's a terrible actress? She's done so many things since Glee, like that Pantene commercial. And that's the only thing I can think of.
Right, you see?
Yeah. My biggest problem was they had such a good show set up from the first episode where it was going to be like a dark comedy musical, and then they just went full on... let's all feel good about ourselves. And it's just like, ugh, you could... You have a teacher blackmailing a student to join the Glee Club, and then it's all just like happiness and sunshine after that. That was sad.
Yeah?
Yeah, that show could have been dope. Glee, no. Glee ended a couple years ago.
How is it watching it knowing that Puck is sitting in jail for huge amounts of kiddie porn?
To me, it felt like, yeah, that checks out in my soul. Like
the one that I thought was really hot. Like I was really into him.
Well, if you were 14, he'd probably be into you too.
That is true.
That's a good point. He'd be breathing like Dave does. Dog.
Oh, is that you, Puck?
Hey, isn't another one of them? Didn't another one of them die?
Yeah.
The main football guy.
Yeah, the...
Corey Monteith?
Yeah. Finn. Finn.
I don't know any of the characters.
He's the main dude, the one that the teacher is blackmailing to join the Glee Club. He died of a drug overdose.
Okay.
They weren't really full of glee when that happened.
No.
No, they were not.
And then Kate Hudson is randomly in there at the end.
Yeah, but that tracks with the rest of the weird, like, celebrities who wanted to do a musical number thing.
Oh, like Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, that was not good. That upset me. The Neil Patrick Harris episode that was directed by Joss Whedon, though, that is the best.
Oh, I didn't know it was directed by Joss Whedon.
That episode is really... That's got some of my favorite songs out of that show.
I really liked when they did the mashup of the Adele songs.
And I really took myself out of the conversation by bringing up Glee. I don't know. I don't know shit about that show, except that she is a bitch and shouldn't be because she's ugly and not to help. And other than that, I don't know anything about that show. I am completely lost.
I'm sorry. I didn't think that... I thought you'd know bringing up a show that's basically just an extended musical theater thing that I would know it very well.
I don't know what it's about.
It's not about anything at the end. That's the problem. By the time you get like into season two, they've basically just said, "Oh, it's gonna be the same thing over and over and over again." So let's just see how many times.
Like I know that you're a fan of musical theater. You know, and
love it.
But it doesn't. You don't seem to like the kind of like the baseless, like the hokey type of shit.
I generally don't, but
like everything that you have said you liked, I've liked as well. Maybe not to the extent that you do, but
are you saying I obsess over things sometimes, Jeff? Is that what you're trying to get at?
Over musical theater, you obsess over. Definitely.
Over a lot of things. Yeah.
But like, put it this way, I would trust if you recommended I saw a musical, I would listen to that recommendation. Because you, and from what I've seen, and maybe it's just because like I catch like a 5 minute, you know, dribs and drabs of it here and there that I think that it's so stupid, but I really thought that the show is stupid and didn't think you would like it because of that.
I'm sorry?
I would have pegged you as maybe watching a season and been like, oh, this show sucks.
No, I can turn my brain off for stuff like that. If I was doing it like an act, like jukebox musicals, I'm not a huge fan of, like Jersey Boys, because I find them tying the songs into the story can be a little, it's inorganic.
Yes.
And
the only one that's good like that is Mamma Mia.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. That's, I mean, the apple, right? Yeah. Sequel coming out in theaters this summer.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is that necessary?
No.
It's
not at all.
Thank you very much.
From what I understand, Meryl Streep's not even in the second one, so what's the point? I gotta listen to Pierce Brosnan sing some more? No thanks. But at least with Glee, they would choose songs that did tie into the thing better, because they weren't like limited to a certain group. So that kind of worked a little bit better for me.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen a couple of those. What do you call them? Jukebox musicals?
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of them. I saw the Billy Joel one. And
ugh.
And it was, the music was phenomenal. You know, the band did a great job. They sounded excellent. But I'm not like, you know, I'm not like super big into choreography, you know, like you know, that doesn't really do anything for me, and the story certainly had holes. Now they put it together in a way that it did kind of tell a story, just not a very compelling one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also saw Rock of Ages.
Love
that one. I want to say
it was really good. I thought Rock
and
of
they
Ages.
Serve you Jello shots.
Yeah, well, that is true. That is an excellent, like, interactive, fun environment. If you're open to an experience like that, you know, I know a lot of people, they want to go to the theater, and it's a very kind of, you know, suit and tie, fancy dress, big night out. That Rock of Ages is not for you if that's the case. But when I saw it, I had a good time. That was really, that really was probably the second most fun I've had at a Broadway show.
What was the first most fun you've ever had at a Broadway show?
Well, I shouldn't say that. Rock of Ages was the most fun that I had. I mean, we were drinking. They were out in the audience. It was like a big party. It was a lot of fun. And they told a cool story, especially somebody who grew up, you know, listening to those songs and playing music and enjoyed that whole thing. But the best, my favorite play that I've seen was Wicked.
Oh, so good. So good. Oh, loved Wicked.
I actually haven't seen Wicked.
You really haven't seen
it? Yeah.
Is there a reason why?
Just never got around to it. There's shows that I was more interested in, and Wicked will be around forever because tourists will... it's the Les Mis and Cats of the 21st century. It's going to be there no matter what. Yes.
I hope so, because that's a really good play.
So good. I actually had a lot of fun when I saw Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom of the Opera is one that I like the music more than I like anything else about it. I think the music is really... But that's my feelings on a lot of Andrew Lloyd Webber stuff.
Yeah.
Hmm. I actually haven't seen Phantom. I haven't seen, like, some of the more traditional Broadway staples. You know, I saw Les Mis, but I was much younger and I fell asleep. Like, it was on like a school field trip, and you know, you're just too stupid to appreciate like the opportunity and where you are. To me, it was like, I'm like, this shit is boring. I went to sleep.
I could totally see you doing that. Oh, yeah. A young Jeff.
I acted at that play exactly how you would think I would have acted at that play, basically. So, but I never got to see Miss Saigon. I didn't see Cats. Have you seen all of those, Ed?
I didn't see Cats. I've seen like a taping of Cats that they did for PBS. But I hate Cats. I hate Cats with a just like annoys me.
Cats, not a cat person.
Or Cat the Animal.
No, Cats the Musical.
Okay.
The musical. I don't find it charming. I don't find people walking around doing Thundercats cosplay enchanting. Just no. Yeah,
that looks weird.
I never knew that a memory song was from that.
Not only is it from that, it's just like it. The whole show just pisses me off.
You can stress.
We got him. We got him fired up.
I didn't see Miss Saigon. I wanted to. I wanted to see it when it came back, but I was wildly underemployed, so I didn't have enough money.
That's a fair statement. They are not cheap to see.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I really want to see Book of Mormon. That's like my...
I've seen Book of Mormon. I want to go see Book of Mormon again. And it's very rare for me to want to go see a musical, a Broadway show more than once because of the pricing of it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to like spend a gajillion dollars. But that I would go. That I'd see again. I'd see if Spamalot came back, I'd go see that again.
That's one that I wanted to see. I didn't get to.
That was awesome.
That's one that if it comes back, I will definitely see.
There should be, like, I think it's been 15 years, so I'm sure there's going to be something.
Yeah. I don't know much about it, but obviously, and I think it's just because everybody in the world wants to see it, but I want to see Hamilton.
Hamilton, I haven't seen it because I don't have 80 bajillion dollars and nor the time to be on a wait list until 2020, but I do know the music forwards and backwards. It's really good. It's super good.
I know obviously what the story is, and I know... Miranda's some of the other things that he's done, and I've enjoyed everything I've heard from him, so I'm assuming, right, like I would go and see that just because I'm assuming I'm going to like it.
Yeah,
but I don't really know anything about the music. I've never heard any of it. I kind of want to keep it that way just because I've never heard people talk about a play the way this play is talked about.
Well, if you want a good overview of the music for it, You know it came out last weekend, right?
What?
A Weird Al polka from
yes.
Hamilton.
I heard him. I did you see him do it with Jimmy Fallon and Lin-Manuel Miranda?
You want to see me get angry?
I do.
Jimmy Fallon needs to get the hell out of anything that has to do with Weird Al. I am so tired of him. He is the he's the embodiment of jock itch, just put in a suit. It's just horrifying. Like, he's sitting there going, obviously, one of Al's things is if, you know, there's a da-da-da-da-da. That happens in just about every polka. And it happens when he's listening to it with Jimmy Fallon, just goes, I told you that would happen! I told you! No shit, idiot. Anybody who's listened to more than two Weird Al polkas could have told you that that was going to happen. Just like I could have told you that there's going to be a gunshot sound, and that there's going to be weird other stuff, and there's going to be a breakdown of that's going to sound more big bandy. It's not hard. It's not hard, you freaking moron. God, I hate it.
Human embodiment of jockage. Yeah. Can we just, like, talk about this?
I don't like Jimmy Fallon.
I actually generally do like Jimmy Fallon, but when I saw that, it tipped the scales into go away now.
Okay.
Well, he's very annoying in Saturday Night Live because, like, well, when he was on Saturday Night Live, like, he would laugh at all of his own jokes. He would laugh at himself.
Yeah. I don't...
He still does that. He still does that. I actually don't like Jimmy Fallon.
But I do like the polka. The polka is fantastic, and you should listen to it. It's basically been all that I've listened to for the past week.
Well, did you see what they did? They lip-synced to it.
Yeah.
So I didn't hear any of the interview part with Jimmy talking. I just saw the three of them lip-syncing, which that's fine because you can hear all the music. And there were parts of it where I couldn't – they were going so fast I couldn't even understand what they were saying.
Yeah.
But it did. It looked good, and I really do. I like that guy – Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah. I'm on board. I'm on board with this deal.
I was really hoping. He was up for an Oscar for mm-hmm. Moana?
Yeah.
I was really hoping because he's got Tonys already?
Like, yes.
70,000 of them?
Something like that, yeah.
And does he already have an Emmy?
Yeah. He won an Emmy for one of the openings for the Tonys. He wrote the music.
And he's got three of the four, right?
Does he have a Grammy? I think he has a Grammy.
I thought he did too. I thought he should have the last one. Anyway, I was very upset that he didn't win.
He did get a Grammy for Hamilton.
Yeah. You know, he's writing the music and everything for the new Mary Poppins movie that's coming out.
Is he?
I know he. I know he's in it. I didn't think he was writing the music. I thought that was. I want to. Not Alan Silvestri. Who's the guy?
That stars Emily Blunt, right? She's playing.
Yeah,
Emily Blunt.
Which looks. It looks good.
I just saw like a Facebook video, like while passing. I thought it said at the end, music by Lin-Manuel.
There probably is some music by Lin-Manuel, but I don't know. It's Mark Shaman. That's who I was trying to think of.
Yeah, that guy.
I hope he gets an Oscar at some point. That'd be
awesome. Oh, yeah. He will. He will. Also, what I want is if they ever decide that to recast Tony Stark, I want Lin-Manuel as Tony Stark.
Who's to be the singing Tony Stark?
Damn right.
I'm singing
Iron Man for the musical.
Electric to Beluga.
Electric. Oh. Electric Boogaloo is what you're trying to say.
I was so excited about that joke, I couldn't even say it right.
One of the rare sequels that was better than the first.
That's true.
Anybody else have anything?
Nah. Kind of tapped out.
Alright, so
I got so worked up about Broadway musicals that now I'm tired.
Yeah.
What a crazy roller coaster of emotion this episode was.
I know. We've brought him to the mountain and dropped him all the way into the valley, and I think we brought him back up again talking about Lin-Manuel.
Yeah.
We should do this every week.
And every week reminding me that Lin-Manuel exists and that he's one of the very few people where I'm not jealous of his success. Yeah,
no, that's good. Get you really stressed out.
He deserves it because he really did replace the songs from Moana, really did replace the songs from Frozen in my head, yeah, like everybody says, and I am very grateful.
Yeah.
For that. Very grateful for that.
Oh, yeah, I love Moana.
Oh, it's such a good movie. You're welcome. If you drive with me when my dog's in the car and "You're Welcome" doesn't come on, he'll be very upset. If you watch him while we're driving, he's listening to "You're Welcome." His head actually does go up and kind of bobs a little.
He waits for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. It's good. He also likes "How Far I'll Go." That's another good song.
Okay, the song. Got it.
My sister took a little
snap.
No, Jeff.
So you're getting weird for a second there.
No. No, not that weird. God. Just iguanas every other month.
Iguana, yeah. The iguana?
Is that going to be your new pet?
I don't want an iguana, but I will get it for that moment.
You should. You should get it.
Moana the iguana?
Moana the iguana! It's escaped!
She doesn't even have the pet, and she's already a pet owner in her mind. She doesn't even have the iguana. She's already let it escape and wreak havoc on her house.
Well, what can I say? She's a responsible theoretical pet owner, obviously.
Obviously, I know that this is going to happen.
Yeah. She's just calling it now so that we can't make fun of her for it later.
Well, we'll find
the iguana.
Well, guys, it's been a pleasure.
Dave, we missed you, buddy.
Aww.
Yeah, stop working. You ding dong.
So much weird space and stuff for you to cut out. Have fun.
Don't cut out Moana the iguana, though.
No, don't cut out Moana.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Bye, guys.
See ya.
Bye.